This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, back on the air. We were off for the first hour in much of the country. Just difficulties because of the terrible rainstorm we had last night in Dallas, Texas. And we run everything through Dallas. Our USA radio offices are in Dallas, Texas. And so our corporate headquarters is there, and so there were internet problems. But we appear to be back on. All of you all over the country, including my home base in Vegas, should be listening to me right now, live and well. And if you missed that first hour, it was mostly, you didn't miss much, because it was mostly about Elizabeth Warren, Elizabeth Warren, and Elizabeth Warren, with a little bit left over for Elizabeth Warren. You know, here's a woman who wants to be president of the United States, and turns out she's released. I don't know who told her it's a great idea to release the findings to prove you're not a fraud, you're not a liar, you really are an Indian. You're one out of 1,024th percentile Indian, which means almost every white person in America has more Indian in them than Elizabeth Warren does if you do your DNA test. I mean, she is less than 1.1111111111%. Less than that. I mean, it's a joke. I don't know who thought it was a good idea to release those findings. She would have been better off never releasing them, because now I think her career on the national stage is finished. To be either a president or a vice president, she looks like a complete fool and a liar and a fraud who got her job for $400,000 a year at Harvard Law School by lying and telling everybody that she was an Indian. She was of American Indian heritage. She wasn't. This is not a big joke. I can make all kinds of jokes. You know, I'm kind of a funny guy. But it's not a joke. She's a fraud. She got her job over other people by claiming she wasn't white when she's more white than most white people in the United States of America. She's a complete fraud. Anyone could do that. Wayne Root could have done that. You know how many jobs I could have gotten if I told everybody I'm an Indian? It's an insult to every Indian in America. Anyone who's of American Indian heritage should be so insulted and so revolted at this disgrace of a human being, Elizabeth Warren. She got her job paying $400,000 a year teaching at Harvard Law School because she told them she was an Indian. And she's not. And she told the story of how her mother and father had to elope because her mother was a Cherokee and father's family were racist. Except her mother wasn't a Cherokee. Wayne Allyn Root, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist. I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm 100% American. That's what I am. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET in Vegas, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you can trust them. The state of Texas trusts them, chose them to run their version of Fort Knox. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. And I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes 100, that's right, I said 100, American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint, all coins investment quality. Get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order today and get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. You get that also. This box will hold 500 coins. You get your whole collection in there. You got 100 from us, and you have room for 400 more. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653, or go online, usgoldbureau.com/root. Gold was up again today, another big day. Well, the rest of the markets all around the world were basically way down. So Elizabeth Warren is the big news story of the day today. She has one out of 1,024th Indian heritage. It's just amazing. Anybody would think, let's announce that. That's good news. That's such impressive stuff. Hilarious. And the liberal media tried to lie and report the exact opposite, which is also amazing. Do they not think we're watching? So she's the tiniest bit Indian the world would ever know. And the headline at CNN Politics is Elizabeth Warren releases DNA test with strong evidence of Native American ancestry. The headline at CNBC is, at NPR, is Warren releases DNA results, challenges Trump over Native American ancestry. At CNBC, it's Elizabeth Warren's DNA heritage. DNA analysis points to Native American heritage. At Fake News Washington Post, it's Elizabeth Warren releases DNA results indicating she has Native American heritage. Whew. Actually, you know what? The way this is printed out, that's NBC News that says Elizabeth Warren releases DNA results indicating she has Native American heritage. And at the Washington Post, the headline was, yes, Elizabeth Warren has Native ancestry. No, that won't stop Trump's racist attacks. This is insanity, folks. How could you hear that someone has one out of 1,024th percentile in them anything, let alone Native American, and argue that Donald Trump is wrong and that she's right, that she really is an Indian? How do you put headlines that say, yes, she has Indian heritage? Really? One out of 1,024. Studies now prove the average white American has twice as much Indian heritage in them as her. And they don't get to claim I'm an Indian and pick up $400,000 a year from Harvard Law School. Average white American is double the amount of Native American DNA as Elizabeth Warren. She gets savaged on social media. And she's even savaged by fellow Democrats. Fellow Democrats think she's a joke. Democrats turn on Elizabeth Warren is the headline. Joe Messina, Obama 2012 campaign manager, tweeted, Jim Messina tweeted, argue the substance all you want, but why 22 days before a crucial election where we must win the House and the Senate to save America, why did Senator Warren have to do her announcement now? Why can't Democrats ever stay focused? David Axelrod, former Obama chief campaign strategist, White House advisor, wrote, the risk I'm sure she considers, this elevates it. Pretty extraordinary video to surface even before you enter the race. It says, number one, Senator Warren is 100% running. Number two, she thinks the Pocahontas crap is a potential problem. Number three, she wants to dispose of it now lest she be birtherized. The risk I'm sure she considered, this elevates it. David Axelrod. CNN contributor and political analyst Anna Navarro wondered why Warren did not wait till after the midterms in order to keep the message focused. Honestly, though, shouldn't Elizabeth have waited 3 weeks to release her DNA results? There are tight races all over the country. Seems to me best use of time for any potential Democratic presidential nominee candidate right now is helping elect Democrats. This seems like a distraction, wrote Jeff Blattner, former chief counsel of Senator Edward Kennedy, former deputy assistant attorney general. Agree, but I wonder about the timing. I assume she wanted to get it out of the way before the candidate's 2020 announcements, but Dems need to stay on message between now and 11-6 seems like a distraction. A former Google employee sums up this way, I'm hard-pressed to find anything worse to talk about 3 weeks in the midterms than Bill Clinton's affairs or Elizabeth Warren's heritage. Exactly. Funny. Very funny. And by the way, speaking of the presidential election, the two front runners are 75-year-old Joe Biden and 77-year-old Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders. Took me a second to remember his name. Bernie Sanders. That's the front runners for the Democratic presidential nomination. A 75-year-old man and a 77-year-old man. And they want to get young votes. They think they're going to win big with young votes. In the meantime, A CNBC survey's out, as Wayne Root told you. Wayne told you, war knows. Soaring economic optimism points to no blue wave in 2018. America's experienced a record-breaking era of good feelings, economically speaking. Optimism about the economy, measured by Americans who are optimistic about current conditions in the future, hit an all-time high in CNBC's All-American survey. All-time high. 51% of Americans approve of Trump's handling of the economy. This was the second consecutive CNBC quarterly survey showing that Trump's handling of the economy is viewed positively by a majority of Americans. It further supports the finding Friday from the University of Michigan Consumer Survey that confidence in the government's economic policies jumped to the highest level in 15 years. CNBC pollsters think it's likely the positive results in the economy mean this election will not see a blue wave of Democrats taking seats for Republicans. They're cautioning this is not a wave election in the making. They point out you need lousy numbers on the economy to have a wave election or a lot of pessimism about the economy. One of the things we see is that a lot of people who have concerns about the president's temperament are willing to look through that because of his handling of the economy. So good news for Trump, just as I told you so. And then as if to prove it, a new poll's out. Pete Stauber surges in the Minnesota congressional race. I know he's a nobody. Most of you have never heard of Pete Stauber. But he's Minnesota County Commissioner Pete Stauber running for U.S. Congress. He leads former State Representative Joe Radinovich, Democrat, by 15 points. Last poll, he was up by one. This is before Kavanaugh versus after Kavanaugh. Picked up 14 points. It's one of the key congressional districts the Republicans must flip to help maintain their majority in the House of Representatives. And we're winning this one by 15 points. You don't think that tells you there's a red storm coming? You're damn right there is. When we get back, suspicious letters sent to Susan Collins' home. Hazmat team investigating Paul Allen dead, co-founder of Microsoft, and a couple of wild comments from feminist professors. We'll be right back. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cinegenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cinegenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cinegenics.com.
War.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
You know, I'm doing the show, so it's hard to always see the news as it comes across the wire. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But two of my trusty people, who I do trust, fans of mine, but who always deliver the right news for me, Keith in Michigan and Larry in Las Vegas, both say that the latest news is Stormy Daniels' suit against President Trump was tossed out of court. Out of court. So assuming that is true, and I'll try to find more information about that, then Donald Trump owes Stormy nothing, nada, zero. Once again, Trump wins. Another big victory for Donald Trump, and I heard it from two, so I got to assume they know what they're talking about. Must have just happened. I've been busy working on all my notes here and did not update myself on the latest news, but my fans are updating me on the latest news. That's why I have the greatest fans in the world. I love you guys. Can you imagine? They're telling me what the latest news is while I talk about all the stuff I had planned out for the show the whole day. So, good stuff. Trump's lawsuit, or I should say Stormy Daniels' lawsuit against Trump. Here it is. Judge tosses Stormy Daniels' defamation suit against Donald Trump. Good stuff. Good to know. Good to hear. Stormy Daniels' defamation suit against President Trump tossed out Monday. Federal judge ordering the porn star to pay the president's legal fees. Case stemmed from a Trump tweet that called Daniels, who claimed she had an affair with him, a total con job. Judge James Otero, U.S. District Court in L.A., said last month comments made in the president's tweet appear to be an opinion protected by the First Amendment. President Trump's attorney, Charles Harder, called the ruling a victory. The amount Daniels needs to pay will be decided at a later date. So Stormy Daniels not only loses the case, or I should say it gets tossed out, so she never got a chance to have the case heard, but she has to pay his legal fees. I don't know how Stormy's going to react to that, but I'm sure we're going to have some sort of a tweet storm from Stormy. She's going to lose her mind. But in any case, big news and fantastic news. I'm very, very thrilled for President Trump and very happy that Stormy got her what's coming to her. Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of Wayne Allyn Root and Show. Healthcare in this country, a disaster. Health insurance, completely unaffordable, covers very little. There's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined. I'm a Liberty Health Share member. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Stop letting others tell you what to do. Stop being dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Join Liberty Health Share and take back control of your healthcare. Do it today. I did it. I got rid of Aetna. I had the guts to join Liberty Health Share, and it's been a great decision. I've never looked back once. There were no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You could join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online, libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you, Liberty, for sponsoring this show. I mentioned in hour number one, but we were off the air in some key places around the country, including Vegas. Our feed was off the air because our internet was down, but we were on in Dallas and other cities. But some of you missed it. In Cologne, Germany, an Islamic State sympathizer takes hostages and sets fires at the city's central rail station. More Islamic terrorism. Just more living proof that Donald Trump is the right guy sent by God to save our country. Obama would have let in millions of more if he could have had a third term, but Hillary would have been his third term. So Obama and Hillary together, or Hillary following Obama's, you know, game plan, would have let in millions more Islamic people, many of whom are extremists. Not all, but many of whom are extremists, many of whom believe in Sharia law, many of whom want to kill you or me, many of whom want to kill Jews, many of whom want to kill Christians, many of whom want to conduct terror attacks. And instead, we're going to get a wall, and we're going to get unfettered extreme vetting, which is good for America, great for America. You got to watch who comes in your country. Thank you, Donald Trump. I also mentioned in hour number one that breaking news, Paul Allen, co-founder of Microsoft with Bill Gates, is dead at 65 years old. Dead at 65 years old. Co-founder of Microsoft died today from complication non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And as I said in that first hour, man, I can't help but saying this. I'm such a positive guy, right? Anybody who listens to the show knows that even though I'm cynical, and even though I'm cynical of Democrats, and even though I'm negative about Democrats, I'm overall a very positive guy. Who always sees the glass half empty. But man, if a guy worth $50 million, can't find a way to beat cancer, what hope is there for the average person if they follow traditional medicine? That's the important part of my sentence. If they follow traditional medicine, I'm a firm believer that you got to try alternative therapies. I know so many people who got cancer and told me the doctor said, I'm going to beat it. And they're dead. And those are pretty wealthy people, too. And I know middle-class people, and they're dead. And I know poor people, and they're dead. But this guy's worth $50 billion. Think he would have searched the world for an alternative. But, you know, he was probably a big liberal, Paul Allen. Probably believed in big government, believed in big medicine, believed in big science. I'm someone who believes in vitamins and holistic health and intravenous vitamin C, which studies have shown beats chemo by 1,001 and costs pennies. Go with alternative, not traditional, or you end up like Paul Allen. Worn out.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king to discuss the fate of the Washington Post journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. President Trump was asked about this as well on Monday.
The king firmly denied any knowledge of it. he didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon, but his was a flat denial.
On Monday, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump toured parts of Florida and Georgia to get a look at the damage sustained from Hurricane Michael firsthand. And finally, Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, died Monday from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, his family said in a statement. He was 65 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne on the Road, War Now. this is just, there are some people who just do weird things, you know? I just downloaded this story, which is just the most bizarre story I've ever seen. You think it was in the New York Post, but it's actually Fox News right now. A man dies from an extremely rare brain disease after eating squirrel brains. I mean, there are certain things people are meant to eat, and there are certain things people are not meant to eat. Man was not meant to eat squirrel brains, obviously. I've never eaten squirrel in my life. I've never eaten squirrel brains in my life. And if someone offered me squirrel brains, and they offered me $50,000 on Fear Factor to eat them, I'd puke, and I wouldn't eat them. A man developed an extremely rare and fatal brain disorder after he ate squirrel brains. 61-year-old man was brought to a hospital in Rochester, New York, after experiencing a decline in his thinking abilities and losing touch with reality. The man has also lost the ability to walk on his own. That's good. Can't walk. He's probably, going to the bathroom all over himself. He can't talk anymore. He enjoyed the wonderful delicacy of squirrel brains. Some people just do some weird things, don't they? All right, we've got our guests on the line. Josh Manning, who I hope never eats squirrel brains. He's the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Great website. One of the busiest in the United States of America out of all the conservative websites, right up there with Drudge Report and Fox News and Gateway Pundit and Breitbart, all the big ones. Western Journal is right up there with all of them. And they are just doing gangbusters. So congratulations, Josh.
Thanks, Wayne. Man, I was really excited about this, and now I've found out I've got to go change my dinner menu after the squirrel brains thing.
Yeah, you actually might have to change your diapers if you've been eating squirrel brains. So, pretty scary stuff. I apologize to the family of the guy. I'm sorry, but it was just a scary thing to read. It just shocked me. How did anybody want to eat squirrel brains? And if you do, I think it's pretty clear bad things might happen to you. Wow. And they do.
Yeah. I mean, they're supposed to be a delicacy, I think. I have eaten squirrel. I've never eaten squirrel brains. If you come down south sometime and visit back home with me, I get you some good squirrel dumplings.
Where are you from? I didn't know you were a Southern boy.
I am. I'm from Arkansas.
I did not know that. One of my best friends, is from Arkansas. He's from Bentonville, my good buddy. Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from the other side of the state. I'm from right outside Memphis. Over toward Marion and small farming towns and these things. Great place to grow up.
All right, cool. Well, I grew up in New York, in a rough neighborhood. I grew up in any place is a better place to grow up than where I grew up in, trust me. But it taught me about life, and it made me a tough guy. So in many ways, it was a great place to grow up because, you know, I kind of walk with a confidence because I understand the worst, and it can't get any worse than where I grew up. Let's talk about Elizabeth Warren because that's the best news story, not only the most important, the best news story in America, the most hilarious news story in America, and the biggest news story trending at your site, WesternJournal.com. I'll be writing about it for my newspaper, my national syndicated column coming up on Thursday. Elizabeth Warren, what a fraud she is and what a joke she is, because it turns out that the average American white person has twice as much Indian DNA in them as Elizabeth Warren does, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Wayne, I've got really big news on that front. If I use Elizabeth Warren's methodology, I think I'm black. Not positive about that. But if we're going to use Elizabeth Warren's methodology, I think you can simultaneously be black, Norwegian, Asian, Indian. This is the craziest, craziest thing. Wait, here's what I don't get. Who in her entourage told her it's okay to put these results out there? I mean, she obviously took the test secretly. She wasn't going to release it if it came back as zero. It came back as next to zero. And somebody on her team thought, oh, hey, this is a good idea. We will tell the world she may be 1,024th Native American.
Wait, don't forget, Josh.
She tells her that.
I know, but Josh, she thought she was 1 out of 512, which I think is equally absurd. She didn't know she was 1 out of 1,024. At least the Boston Globe said she was 1 out of 512. It was their first article they published, and then they'd come back and issue a retraction and say it's 1 out of 1,024. So maybe she fed them the lie that it was 1 out of 512. But either one is the most incredibly stupid thing I've ever heard. It's less than 1 out of 100. It means you're 99% plus regular old-fashioned white person.
Well, Wayne, remember, too, is a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, she was talking publicly about how her parents had to elope because there were tribal issues. One parent's parent wouldn't let the other one marry because of Cherokee blood or this blood or that blood, this or that. So if that's true, Wayne, then we're talking about parents who may have had one 512. Indian blood elf, and that was enough to make them elope. I mean, don't joke with me. There's no way that's true. She is lying, and at this point, lying, it seems like pathologically.
I think her career is over, I would say. You know, I mean, certainly she'll be reelected in liberal Massachusetts, otherwise known as Taxachusetts. The people there are brain dead. But she is never going to be president of the United States after this. Never. Never.
Oh, Wayne. Hey, Wayne, this came out just as I was getting ready to come on the show. Did you see the Cherokee Nation has officially responded to her?
Yeah, and they said that the measurement she took was not even a measurement that could tell you if you're Cherokee. She tested herself against other Indians. Yeah.
She did. I think the word, I want to say one of the words they used was useless. The DNA tests were useless for determining tribal citizenship. They claimed it was, they said what she did was inappropriate and wrong. Now, I don't know about you, but in my lifetime, I don't think I've ever heard the Cherokee Nation slam anybody. So at this point, I mean, here's what's really funny about this. Elizabeth Warren's trying so desperately, desperately to be Native American, to be Indian, to be Cherokee. And now the tribe she's trying so desperately to be a part of has basically said, yeah, hey, look, we don't want you. Sayonara. Adios. See you later.
Well,
what a humiliating position to be in.
Well, all this would be funny, Josh, except she didn't make this announcement that she's Cherokee, you know, just to be cool and liberal and trendy. She made it to get a $400,000 a year job at Harvard Law School as a professor. And so she's been lying and committing fraud to pick up $400,000 a year. I don't see why Harvard can't claw back all of that money. She got it under false pretenses. They listed her from the first day as a minority and a Cherokee, an American Indian heritage woman. And so I don't understand how they can't claw that money back and demand she pay, you know, massive damages as well.
Well, they don't have the guts to do it, but if they did, it would be incredible. And you're right. I think she ought to pay that back, and she ought to pay it back with interest. She acquired it fraudulently. And Wayne, what's worse, people who do things like what she just did, they're literally hurting the people they claim to be a part of. That's money that could have been used to actually help someone who was a minority. It could actually be used to help someone who is a Native American. Now, you and I think that handouts are a bad way to help people. But by gosh, it's got to be worse to say you want to help those people and then you take money out from under them, which is exactly what our today called Liawatha. Liawatha. It's exactly what Liawatha has done here. She ought to go stick her head in a hole in the ground and not come back up, for years until this is forgotten. I don't know how she's going to show her face in public after this.
It's just amazing to me. So,
do you think she'll run? Do you think she'll run?
Who knows at this point? Because if you were a Republican and this happened to you, of course you wouldn't run because you'd look like an idiot. But Democrats get away with everything, and they live in a delusional dream state. You know, if I was the president of the United States and I had sex with my young 22-year-old intern on the Oval Office desk and I got discovered, I'd resign. And he not only didn't resign, Bill Clinton, but he left office as one of the most popular presidents in history. No Republican get away with this stuff, but Democrats seem to get away with it. So my guess is she runs and she's President Elizabeth Warren. Well, she's a complete fraud. If it's going by Bill Clinton's standards, she might actually win. You know?
I want her to run so bad. I mean, Trump.
She isn't being Trump. She's not being Trump. She's not beating Trump, but in 2024, my point is, in 2024, if this is a long forgotten, she could wind up running and winning because she's a woman and she's a minority and she's this and that, but she's not a minority. She's a white woman, but she thinks she's a minority. It's bizarre. It's more Democratic nonsense. Let's talk about an issue I didn't know about. Okay, I didn't even know about it. I see one of the things that's trending at your website, Western Journal, Josh Manning. CBS News 60 Minutes selectively edited President Trump's interview to make it sound like he dismissed Christine Blasey Ford. I did not know that. Tell us the circumstances of that.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the interview. It was on 60 Minutes, Wayne. Leslie Stahl was interviewing him, and they descend into a set of questions about Kavanaugh, and really more specifically about Dr. Ford. And Leslie Stahl pushes Trump continually, trying to get him to admit he was out of line when he when they say he mocked Dr. Ford. I don't think he mocked her. I think he simply said what she said. And it was so absurd that the media thought it sounded like mockery. But anyway, he pushed her, Stahl pushed the president on this over and over, trying to get him to admit he had crossed the line. Now, at the end of that section, she says to Trump, "Well, you said that Ford lied." And, hey, Wayne, we're going to commercial, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. So we'll pick it up on the other side of the commercials. Just hold on a sec. You're getting good.
Okay.
Josh has been well trained. I'll tell you, I like it. When you hear the music, you know you can't finish your thought because we're just about done. Headed to a break. I don't call it a commercial break. I call it a meet our wonderful sponsors who love conservative talk radio and take care of Wayne Root and pay the bills so you don't have to. So it's a great break. Go listen to all those wonderful sponsors and call them up and thank them for sponsoring the Wayne Root Show. When we get back, more with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. They'll tell us how CBS selectively edited President Trump to make it sound like he dissed and dismissed Christine Blasey Ford. Wayne Allyn, worn out, USA Radio, Newsmax TV in hour number 3. We shall return. I'm Wayne Allyn. Rate is out of control. Here in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 700. 120 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, sponsor of the segment of the show, My Patriot Supply. After watching Hurricane Michael, you all know the emergency strike without warning, that thing came up out of nowhere. And there's no reason to be surprised. You've got to prepare now. It's too late to scramble. Once it happens, you're in a panic. The best thing to do is prepare for emergency situations while things are calm. So ask yourself, could you feed you or your family for 2 weeks with the food you have at home at this moment? If not, it's time to act and secure an emergency food supply. I trust My Patriot Supply, and you should too. A two-week food kit gets you started this week. It's on special for only $75 when you go to my special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com or call 888-524-6540. These two-week food kits include meals that last up to 25 years in storage. Order now. Prepare yourself. There's no surprises. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. That's 888-524-6540 or prepare with Wayne. By the way, right as we speak, there is a Islamic terror attack going on in Cologne, German city, Cologne. Islamic State sympathizer takes hostage and sets fires. Just more reasons why we want a Republican majority in November, on November 6th, coming up in less than a month. Because we want to support Donald Trump. We want to build a wall. We want extreme vetting. We want to watch overstays on visas. We don't want to import purposely millions of Muslim refugees who are unvetted and may cause problems in the United States. We don't want this stuff in America. Germany brought this stuff upon themselves, and it's a nightmare. And I'll bet they wish they'd never done it, but they can't admit that out loud. And so what you've got is a nightmare situation for future generations of Germans. It's never going to get better, folks. This is as good as it gets. It's only getting worse from here. So we don't want that in the United States of America. And thank God we elected Donald Trump. We have a chance to avoid it. All right, we're on with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WestJournal.com. And he was going to tell us how 60 Minutes selectively edited President Trump to make it sound like he dismissed Christine Blasey Ford. Tell us what happened there, Josh.
Hey, Wayne. So this happened on 60 Minutes over the weekend. Leslie Stahl was interviewing the president, and she was chasing him around trying to make him admit that he had treated Christine Blasey Ford unfairly. And toward the end of that section, she says to Trump, "Do you think you treated her with respect?" Trump replies, "I think so, yeah, I did." Then Stahl retorts, "But you seem to be saying that she lied." President Trump then says, "You know what? I'm not going to get into that because we won. It doesn't matter. We won." Now, Wayne, to you and I, it sounds like President Trump is saying, "I'm not going to get into whether or not she lied." That's what it sounds like. That's a very reasonable comment to make. Yes. The way CBS headlines it, here it is. President Trump on his treatment of Christine Blasey Ford at rally, "It doesn't matter, we won." So their version of it is that Trump is basically saying, "No, it doesn't matter if I mocked her. We won." Now that is radically different from what Trump actually said in the context of their own interview. And we went back and looked at the video on this, Wayne. The video itself is so damning. It's so clear that that's not what he meant, and that CBS absolutely twisted their edit on this, their edit in print, so that it would look like the president was slamming Ford again. I mean, this is just, there used to be a time in the country where we could just report facts and let people make up their minds. But the establishment media has completely abandoned that. They refuse to do it anymore, and instead they twist, they deceive, they obfuscate, they inveigle, they try to trick the American people. And it's no wonder that the American people's confidence in the media is at an all-time low. It's no wonder at all. Look at what they're doing to us.
All right, and just to go along with look at what the crazy left is doing, if you put them in power, we just had the world championship in women's cycling, and it was won by a woman who was born a male, a biological male. Is this a woman who hides the fact that she was a man, or she actually looks like a man? I didn't see the actual article, by the way, Jeff.
It's dangerous territory there, Wayne. I've seen a picture of her. I think she looks very much like a man. My understanding is she's a man who has tried to transition to becoming a woman.
Has transitioned yet.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how you draw that line, but unless it's surgically, and I don't know. I'm not sure of facts on that. What I do know is he has spoken out against the idea of trans athletes having to take testosterone suppressors when they compete. And of course, if you're going to let them compete along with, biologically original women, I guess, then obviously that testosterone gives them an extreme advantage that they wouldn't otherwise have. It's wholly unfair. And it is just remarkable to me, Wayne, in this day and age, that we think this is a good idea, that this is reasonable. Think about 10 years ago, Wayne, no one would have thought this was reasonable. Just 10 years. Look at how far we've come in those 10 years. Look how far we've been dragged in those 10 years. 8 of those being under Barack Obama.
Yes, and somehow I got through those 8 years without ever resorting to violence or threatening assassination or hoping he died or screaming out loud, "We got to kill him, I hope he dies." No conservative I know did any of that, and yet liberals can't help themselves with Donald Trump.
Well,
it's amazing. I got no self-discipline. Josh, we'll head to an ad break. Thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate you coming on. Josh Manning, senior news editor at WestJournal.com. Wayne Allyn, we'll be right back. War Now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's Wayne.com.
News.